if it's something serious, like, okay, two sisters and you slept with my husband and then you had a kid, okay, there could be some animosity right there. I would probably work.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. Yes, support.
Welcome to the In Support Group podcast, home of the number one podcast that talks to you about things that you should have support with in your life. Yes. Like Kenny, you know, don't smile so much, or Q, be happy more. I'm just making up stuff. Today we're going to talk about grudges. All right, Q. So I wanted to talk about grudges because, you know, I seen the interview with Irv Gotti talking about Ashanti, and it was something that happened 20 plus years ago, and he can't seem to let go. It seems like he's like really angry about whatever transpired between them two. He's kind of living in the past. Like, Ashanti won't live the whole new life, and I guess he's stuck in 1999 or 2001 or whatever.
She had a record that I know of in a hot minute, so.
Oh, that was a slow burn. Yeah. No, she hasn't had a record in a while, nor was she signed to Murder, Inc. in a while. What I don't understand is, you know, why are people this way? Like, I've known some family members who say they can't get along with this person in the family or something like that. And it's been like 20, 30 years, and they'll try to fake it, but you can tell, like, the grudge is still there. Crazy. Have you ever seen people that?
And then sometimes you ask what the grudge is all about, and then the explanation, to me, in my mind, seems so ridiculous, or half of the time, they don't even remember the fallout. Like, I'm like, if you can't remember it, then you might as well go ahead on and let it go. But no. She ate my Fruit Loops that one time, and I ain't never been able to get over it. I told her not to take the orange ones out. She took all the orange ones out, left none with the green ones. And you like, seriously? It ain't that serious.
It ain't that serious. I literally have, and I'm not going to say no names, but I literally have like two cousins. Can't stand to be in the same like room together. And you could tell like the tension is there whenever the family gets together. And it's like, you ever see that episode of Family Guy where Peter is looking at the chicken and the chicken looks back at Peter and it's automatically that grudge and they automatically go at it? Like, you can tell like that is happening in real time. I'm going to do a whole video over this whole section because I think y'all need to visually see this. This is what happens at like family gatherings. It's a lot of times where I don't go to family gatherings because of those built-in grudges. Like, I know some family members that have some type of issue with me, which I don't understand. Like, it's hard to have an issue with me because I got so many issues with myself.
Right.
But I just think that when you look at people like this, I think that they're not, when you look at situations like this, I think that the people are not really mad at the person. They're mad at themselves about something and they can't quite figure it out. Because like you said, I've seen situations where you ask them, what's the problem, man? And you say, oh man, he stole my Doritos when I was 10. Like, man, you better let that mess go. Like, you sound stupid, you know?
I mean, I can sit there something serious like, okay, two sisters and you slept with my husband and then you had a kid. Okay. There could be some animosity right there. I would probably work.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that type of grudge. But at some point, you still have to let that go, too, because when you hold a grudge, you're not hurting that person. You're actually hurting yourself.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And it's kind of sad, too, because you'd be like, oh, I ain't think about them. I ain't studying them. If you're holding a grudge, they're occupying your brain space, whether you want them to or not. You know, it is that simple, you know. So holding a grudge is very, you know, pointless. I mean, whatever happened, happened. You can be mad at that time period, but eventually you're going to have to let it go. Just let it go. I mean, people have done me filthy, and I can't even count on both hands, both feet, how many people done that. But, you know, I let it go. I treat it just like an elephant, water over the back.
Exactly. You know? Like you said, I've had stuff happen to people that you were, like, really good to. Like, you don't even understand why they behaved in a manner, like a serious offense, and you're just sitting there like, wow, really? But at some point, you know, you deal with the feelings, and then you press on, because I'm not about to let you take up no energy and no space in my head, because I have stuff to do. I do. And when you have all that anger inside your heart for no reason, to me, I think in some kind of way it's a mechanism that can cause you to get, like, sick in your body. Like, having all that bitter and all that angriness inside you, like, let that mess go. It's not
healthy. I think it makes you get old, too. You always see the people that have grudges and stuff like that. They always have all the gray hair and stuff like that. Like, yeah. Hey, you see that? It's no gray hair. Because I don't have no grudges. Like I said, I've just let it go. You know, I think it ages you. It puts time into your life. And then you figure on average, we got about 90 years on this earth, you know, as a human being. I mean, people have lived longer than that, and people are living longer now because of, you know, medicine, modern medicine and different things like that. But I think on average, why would I want to waste any of those years? Worried about exactly. You.
You know, you don't have to keep it in you. Like, let it go. And then you just change how you deal with the person. So I'm not saying become buddy-buddy with the person. Just shift how you handle and negotiate with those folks. You know, you don't have to be... At some point, you just have to be cordial. Like, if you see them at hey, how you doing? Da-da-da, and then let it go. I'm not saying sit there and have them at your house and tell them your whole life story and all your problems, because that's probably not, you know, productive either. If they did you some great offense, just let it go and move on. Because why would you just want to hold all of that inside of you? To me, that doesn't make sense. It just doesn't.
Yeah, because like I tell people all the time, I enjoy my rent. I will go home in a minute. I will be somewhere and somebody do something I don't like. I don't say nothing. I don't budge. I don't do anything. I look over at my wife. I say, hey, I got to get up and go do such and such in the morning. Well, she'll be like, hey, I got to go get up. That's our code to say, hey, we don't need to be around this mess. Let's go.
Like, you know, my brother, he used to be so funny. We used to be at a family functions or whatever, and whenever somebody start talking crazy, he'd just be like two head nods, and then next thing you know, you'll see him walking out the door, and then you just won't see him for like the next five family gatherings. Like, where the heck you been? Oh, that food was talking crazy. I couldn't deal with all that. I had to get out of there.
Yeah, and for me, I love family, you know, and I don't like to see family fight, and I don't feel like fighting family. I don't feel like remembering the time or anything like that, because I think that always causes issues down the line, like somebody feels violated about that memory or something like that. It's like, you're like, yeah, remember that time we had that car, and then we did such and such and such and such, and somebody's looking over like, Better not tell my part. Don't tell my part.
Yeah, don't.
So, you know, I'm kind of like your brother. Like I will get up and leave, and then you won't see me for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's nothing in particular, and you know, I'm not gonna call you out or anything like that because I don't want you holding grudges or wasting your energy holding grudges. So I'm not gonna tell you anything like that. I'll be like, nah, man, I got such going on. So I just decided to take care of that. That's that. You know. I just hate to see people go years and years and years without repairing something. If it's something like you said, like serious violations, like not like the whole sister thing, but, you know, like you killed a friend of mine or something like that. Of course, I'm not going to be around you. I'm not going to be within 10 feet of you because if it happened to him, I don't know what your thought patterns are. You may feel like because I'm his friend, you may feel like, hey, I got to send a message. I'm going to kill everybody. So I'm not going to put myself in harm's way like that. But if it's like family or something like that, it's repairable. It's repairable. You know, it's a lot of people that say blood is thicker than water, but sometimes that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the person's actions after the transgression. Because one of the reasons why most people continue to hold grudges when it's a serious offense is because the other person refuses to acknowledge where they erred. And it's like, okay, how can we move past this if you won't even admit that you did me dirty? And it doesn't matter if your intentions were this, that, and the third, because the road to hell is paved with the intentions. It's about the impact it had on my life. And so if I'm telling you the impact was negative, mm-hmm. then there's a correction you need to make. And a lot of people will say, well, mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that offended you or if that hurt your feelings. You ain't really sorry because you don't feel like you did anything wrong because you said if. I'm telling you.
Nah, some sarcasm.
Right. If I'm saying, hey, that was a bad that on you that I did not like, you can't say if. There's no if. It was. There is. So now you need to say, I'm sorry for how I made you feel. In the future, I will not do that again because I know that it does not sit well with you. If you respect my boundaries, but if you do not care, like I tell people all the time, if you truly want to just do people any kind of way, do it with your whole chest and put a period behind it. No question marks.
Oh, you need some horns on that.
You know, just put your chest out, do it, period, and then move on. Don't be coming to me talking about, oh, I need to deal. No, I don't, because I have to respect my boundaries. If you feel how you feel, you said what you said, and I told you I did not like it, fine, cool, okay, go over there. I don't hate you because I don't want that energy in me. I'm just going to shift how I maneuver and deal with you. And that's a lot of times people don't like that. They don't like your shift in dealing with them because they still want access to you.
Yeah, it's a control thing. And then about a couple minutes later, it's like, ready?
Yeah, like, I don't have to sit here and deal with this. I can go to my house and be at peace. Like, that's what people, a lot of people don't understand. If at my house is peaceful and you are bringing disruption, I will stay at my house.
Listen, like my father always told me, you pay for it.
Yeah.
Why not go there?
Yeah, exactly. I pay all the bills.
This is my space.
And when my house is...
You can't pop.
If the house is empty, I ain't here. I'm not getting my full money's worth. So please give me a reason to go home.
Oh, yeah. I got everything nice and set up just the way I want it. So, I mean, like I said, you can't follow me here. You know, you can stop right there at the door. I can close the door. You knock on my door, I call the police.
I have a sign outside my door like, don't come knocking on this door. I even posted a meme, said, I don't care if you see me sitting on my porch. If I say I ain't home, I ain't at home. I'm not home.
Oh, I need to get me one of those. Like, yeah. Just sit right there.
Right.
Told you I ain't here. Just like when the bill collectors call you on the phone back in the day, and they'd be like, can I speak to such and such and such?
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't here. You got the wrong number. I tell him in a minute. Right. Oh, man, you got the wrong number. You sure? I never lived in that state.
Why, first of all, why are you calling him? Man, speak to say my name all wrong, first of all.
Nobody lives here by that name.
Don't call here no more. Well, do you know how I can? No, yeah. I do not. Sorry.
Who? You sure you got the right? Oh, this number? No, this is my father's old phone. Yeah. We got the same first name, but different last name. I don't think he would use my name.
One time somebody called and they was looking for my ex. Now, I knew where he was, but I'm like, I'm not about to get in that business. First of all, no.
You got the wrong number.
You know how I don't? You mean to tell me, ma'am, I don't. Okay, I'm about to hang up and do not call this number again. You've been warned.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, like, yeah. After you get done with this,
take my number out, don't call no more. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how does one get past these transgressions or these grudges that they have against people? I mean, is it something, because I'm pretty sure it's not something that can be repaired overnight, because if it could have, it would have. I mean, I've heard of people carrying grudges all the way to people's graves. So I would say it has to be a way to repair those kind of grudges or remove that person from your headspace.
Well, basically, first you have to make a choice that you're not going to let it control you anymore. Right? The only thing you can do, and this sounds so cliche, but it's true. You can't control what people do. You can only control what you do. Like how you respond to what they do. So if you walk up to me and kick my nice new shoes and say, oh, my bad, and now my shoes is dirty, I could be mad forever, or I could just go wash my shoes off and get over it. Because at the end of the day,
right,
you can't take back kicking my shoes. It happened. Mm-hmm. So now,
like when people say, "Oh, I'm gonna go off."
Yeah.
Well, that's you about to go off. Don't make me go off. That's a lie. Can't nobody make you mad. Exactly. Except for you. You allow yourself to be mad about that situation. Right. I mean, like we just told you. The best place to hang out is where you pay your rent at.
Yeah. So.
And if it's a person that has that issue where you pay your rent at, you need to think about whether or not that relationship is worth you having to have a grudge with somebody that you live with. You're not about
that's
toxic.
Have all that negative energy in my space, unless you got one side of the house and I got the other.
I don't even like you complaining in my house. So having a grudge in my house, it's going to be a problem. Like, you need to fix that problem, or we can put on some boxing gloves and go to town. I'll let you get first swing. I'll let you get first swing. Yeah, because it's obvious you got something to get off your chest. So I'll let you get first swing. Right. You better hope it's a doozy.
The other thing is, you have to be willing to communicate, because sometimes, like, we all have to realize we all grew up in different environments. And what may seem okay to me might not be okay to you. And for the longest, I grew up thinking everybody grew up like how I did. And so when people would do, like, weird stuff to me, I'd be like, why would you do that? Like, but then I found out maybe in that person's culture or background, that's not considered stupid or idiotic. So now they need some.
Or a violation of personal space.
Now I have to tell them, hey, that's not cool with me. And then they have to learn that, oh, I can't do that with you. You know what I mean? So if you don't even communicate to the other person that this is a thing that makes you uncomfortable, you walking around mad. And the person is continuously violating you because you haven't even said anything. So how are they going to fix the problem? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's another part. Yeah. And two, the other part is sometimes on the other end, the other person who is committing the offense is just not mature enough to admit when they've done wrong or to even want to do better, because it's work to do better. It's work to do the right thing. It's easy to do the wrong thing. That's mm-hmm. why that's not impressive. That's what I tell my kids. Anybody can do the wrong thing. That's not impressive. Doing what's right, that's impressive. That's just my take.
Yeah. So sum it up. It's all about you. Whether or not you're going to carry on these mm-hmm. grudges. I choose to forgive, you know, like I tell people all the time, I choose to forgive, and not only just forgive them, but I forgive myself for allowing myself to feel some kind of way against them. And then I move on to forgiving them. And then I move on to just totally forgetting about the situation. And many years later, like I said, I forget about the situation, but I don't forget about the experience or what actually transpired, but I forget about the situation in the means of me just saying, you know what? It's not worth my time. So I'm not going to even refer back to it. And I'm just going to remember that person before that situation, but I remembered how they crossed me or I remember how they violated me or anything like that. But I'm not going to be, yo, what's up? Oh, I see you. All right. Bet. And now I'm all old and hunched over and stuff like that, trying to chase them in the walker. No, that's not very becoming. And that's very boring. It's very boring to chase people down in the street every time you see them.
And you look crazy.
Unless you're Peter Griffin. You're going against that chicken.
Yeah.
Visual someplace here. I want to thank you so much, Q, for hopping on today.
Yeah.
I know you had a busy week. Look, in North Carolina, we're getting ready to start up with school. So, you know, my days is getting ready to get busy too. And we just going to keep on rocking it. I thank you guys so much for tuning in, for joining us. If you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, go to the website, www.ysgpodcast.com. Check out everything that we do, the blogs, the books. You know, it's all there. So check us out. Give us a shot. You gave all the other people shots. You come on now.
Right.
You got to listen to us too. We better. We more fun.
Right.
We don't take it all that serious. You can laugh with us. It's all right. We ain't going to crucify you. We ain't going to talk about your mama, talk about your daddy, make you feel like a filthy dog. All right. And we'll see you guys later. Peace out. Just support me.